Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Brad, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for December 23rd, 2016. And as you probably guessed, today's show is sponsored by Philip B. Thanks, Philip B., for being a supporter of the show. Pretty much nothing at all is going to go wrong on today's show, all thanks to Philip B. Before we get started, I have breaking news from Australia. It seems to be a story involving Royco Construction, and the headline says, "Wrong house demolished in Bankstown by mistake." And, oh, look, it looks like there's a video that's getting ready to play. Let's see if they can tell us what happened, and then I won't have to do any talking here.
First, the demolition of a suburban house that's left the owner and investigators scratching their heads. How could the wrong house have been bulldozed by mistake?
Oops.
The demolition contractor says it's a dreadful mix-up, but was he led
Very
up the
dreadful.
Garden path?
Everything appeared to be going to plan, and it looked like the boys would be wrapped up by lunchtime. That was until the owner turned up. Yes, these men had just dished out one of the most disastrous demolition jobs of all time, destroying a house that was meant to be rented out.
Aw, poor guy. So yeah, just like Royco Construction has done so many times now, this guy comes home and his entire house has been knocked down. That's gotta suck. And it looks like it was because of a mix-up with the letterbox. He was supposed to be 198 Marion Street, and they thought he lived at 200 because of the letterbox. I'm not sure how that works. It probably has something to do with disabled postmen and wheelchair ramps. That would be my guess. I'm not sure how things work over there in Australia. So hopefully that guy gets a bunch of insurance money or something at least, since his house got knocked down. I'll put a link to this story in the show notes if you want to read more about it, but there's really not much else to read, you know? Some guy's house got knocked down by accident. Seems to happen more than you'd think it would. Thanks, everyone who sent that story in. Several people sent it in. I didn't even write down their names. I'm such a jerk. But thank you for sending me that story. Let's get started with today's show. Today's show was a live show that happened earlier today. The first live show I've done since I got raided by the FBI. Mostly because I've just been too lazy to set everything up again for broadcasting. But now I've got the Mixler set up, so I don't really have an excuse anymore not to do live shows. So here it is. It was originally an hour and a half. It looks like I cut it down to about 40 minutes. So here's 40 minutes of mediocre live show. Here, there's some soothing background music. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay and things aren't all delayed and weird and sounding like crap. If I sound okay in the chat room, please let me know. I mean, if I sound like garbage, don't let me know if I sound okay. That'd be weird and stupid. Don't do that. That's dumb. So, I don't know. I guess for the next hour and 15 minutes, we're going to make some calls to people who live in homes. I had a weird idea involving their cable company and Bibles and maybe Donald Trump and the Chinese government, but I'm sure that won't last long. There's 68 whole people listening on the Mixler. I'm not broadcasting on anything but the Mixler today because nothing else is set up. As you guys know, my computers were taken about a month and a half ago. So I have all new computers here. That's why I haven't been really broadcasting lately, because I have to set up all my broadcasting shit again. I don't have the YouTube set up. I don't have the Shoutcast set up. I just, installed the Mixler thing, and now we're on Mixler. Hey, everyone. Everyone needs to be very careful of FBI plants in the chat room. The confirmed FBI plants that I know of are Dr. Philhouse. He was the first one in the chat room when I started the show. I didn't even announce it on Twitter, so he's obviously an FBI plant. Don't say anything around him that's illegal. Maybe just don't break any laws live in the chat room today, you guys. Eddie Garcia, he's always been an FBI plant. I think he started this whole thing. Lloyd Mountjoy, he's an FBI plant. 25 years in the service. I never mind. I'm not going to say that. Reefer Badness, total FBI plant, XYZ FBI plant. He does his show just to keep an eye on me. Yeah, look at XYZ in the chat room. He's like, yeah, Mount Joy for sure is a plant. Says the plant. And I don't know. Etza, of course, you guys all know that. Anyway, let's not talk about the FBI plants, you guys. Let's just do some calls. I've been doing some experiments with caller ID. Not experiments. I've just set up some new things. So I have a couple of options for my caller ID. I can now have a New York number, or I can have a number that doesn't make any sense. It's like 5 digits. That'll get people to answer for sure. I'm calling from New York. I'm quitting today at 12:30 because I assume that XYZ will be doing a show. He always does a show at 12:30 on Fridays. He's very punctual. He's the most punctual prank caller I've ever known. So I'm pretty sure he will be doing that. If he doesn't, I'm leaving anyway. Got better things to do. Ah, this is a lady's name. I usually skip over these when it's... Her name's Dorothy.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Dorothy?
Yes.
It's Roy from Suddenlink, the cable company. You know, your cable company?
Yes.
I just calling to let you know we're going to be sending you a Bible.
What was that?
We're going to be sending you a Bible in the mail. We're going to mail you a Bible.
No, I'm not interested.
No, it's free. It's free. It's because you're a customer of ours. With Suddenlink, we're sending you a Bible.
Oh.
It's something.
All right,
it's something President Trump's doing.
Well, are you sure there's no gimmick here?
Oh, no, there's no gimmick. It's from President Trump, so you know you can trust it. President Donald Trump, he's sending out Bibles to all Suddenlink.
I say, okay.
Customers.
All right.
It's a deal he's got with the Chinese government. They're going to send out Bibles. So you're going to get a Bible in the mail.
Okay.
It's an exclusive contract. You're going to have to throw away all of your existing Bibles.
I'm not going to have anything internet, though.
Oh, no,
I'm not
no.
purchasing anything.
Oh, no. You don't need internet for the Bible. It's just a Bible. You just read the Bible. But you have to throw away all of your existing Bibles. Do you have a Bible currently?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to have to throw that in the trash, because we're sending you a new Bible.
I'm not throwing it in the trash, because it belonged to my mother.
Right, but this is a new Bible. It's new. It's from Suddenlink.
Fine, but I will not throw my old one away.
It's got the Suddenlink logo on the front.
Like, no, I'm not really interested.
Don't send it to me. It says, the Holy Bible, sponsored by Suddenlink. You know?
There's a gimmick here. I'm not really interested.
No, it's,
thank
it's,
you.
It's not a gimmick. There's no gimmick. It's totally free. Okay, who would have thought that everyone's just going to think I'm telemarketing them when I tell them, you know, I've got a Bible for them? I wasn't expecting that. Silly me. Curaz says, your old Bible's upside down? That's a good one. Say they got an alert that someone's watching incest porn on their televisions. Okay. I could try that. That's an idea from Heisenberg. Thank God for that, because otherwise I'd just be doing Bibles all, you know, for the next hour. You guys don't want to hear me talk about Bibles for an hour. Today I'm calling from the same list I've been calling from for, I don't know, a month now. That list from Eric. Where he took cell phone pictures of his directory. I don't know why I like this list so much. I just like all the old people. Okay. Not getting a lot of answers today. Maybe it's because I'm calling from New York. Let's call from my weird number where my caller ID is it's a 8-digit number. I think it confuses people into picking up because it's not a real number. It's like an odd number of digits. Or, I mean, an even number of digits,
which is odd. Your call cannot be completed as...
okay, Lorraine's dead. Rest in peace, Lorraine. Let's try this one. Cool thing about the New York number, though, is that people could call me on it. Fun Society says the caller ID probably shows FBI, since they're all routing my calls through their tracers. And that makes so much sense. I never even thought of that.
Hi, it's a great day and sunny... I'm glad you called. but I can't get to the telephone right now. But if you'd leave your name and telephone number, I will be glad to return your call. In the meantime, have a day filled with rainbows, smiles, and sunbeams. Bye bye.
That's
at
sweet.
At the tone, please.
Did she say it's a sunny day though? Like, how does she know it's sunny? Does she change it every day? Like, does she get on her machine every day and update it with like the latest weather? That's a little weird. Nope, that one's broken. I think the show was going better when I was just playing music and not trying to do calls. Maybe I should just go back to that. How about everyone in the chat room votes? If I should just go back to playing music, type in 6218. If I should continue to make prank calls, type in 1754. If I should just end the show, type in 5061. If I sound okay, type in 2574. If the quality of the show, the sound quality, isn't doing too good, 2308. There, that should simplify everything. Please give me your results in the chat room, everyone. Thank you. Glenn and Carol, I think they're going to pick up for sure. All right, JR, I'm adding that to my list. Ask if they can give me back my snowball. I don't know if they have snow over there. They probably do.
Hello?
Hello, Glenn?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Yeah.
And I was in front of your house the other day, and I threw a snowball at your house, and it landed on the roof. I was wondering if I could get that back.
Who's calling?
My name is Roy. I'm your neighbor.
You are?
Yes.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, no, I am. I live over on Pelican Drive. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, JR714. Your idea totally sucked. It didn't work. This is the worst idea of the day. Somebody kick JR whatever out of the room. Because that just really brought down the show. What were you thinking? Come on. Livestream says everyone's gone on holiday with the McAllisters. I think that's probably the most likely thing. Hello? Hello? Aw. They picked up. Why'd they do that? This is bullshit.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne?
Yeah.
You hung up on me before. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association with...
All right, well, you're coming in as an unknown number. I generally don't speak to unknown numbers.
Oh, why'd you even pick up then? Like, why'd you even pick up?
Well, because you called back the second time.
Oh, well, I mean the first time. It seems like you picked up and then you just sat there all
creepily. Oh, so it doesn't trigger the answering machine.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I'm so sorry. I don't know why it's coming up as a weird number, but this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Hi.
Hi. I just needed to let you know we're going to be painting the curbs in front of your home yellow, so no one can park there anymore.
There are no curbs in front of my home.
Well, you know what I mean, like the street part, it's just going to be yellow, so nobody's allowed to park there. We're going to put a no parking sign up, too.
Okay, what, for all of Diamond Court?
No, just in front of your house only.
Why is that?
It's just something they've voted on, the people here at the Homeowners Association. We voted on, and it's going to happen. We're going to paint the curbs yellow just in front of your house, like the entire length of in front of your house. And we're also going to paint around the edges of your driveway yellow as well, so you can't park in your driveway.
Huh.
And do you guys...
Wow, that's...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's really strange, because I've not noticed that there's been a problem.
Oh, no, that's no problem. It's nothing like that. They just decided they're going to paint... They're just going to paint the curbs yellow, just, you know, next to the streets, so no one's allowed to park there. It's illegal.
Where else are you doing this?
Just in front of your house only.
Why?
No,
it makes me look like I'm contaminated or something.
No, don't take it personally. It's just something they all...
I'm not. I'm just thinking of how it's going to look. It's going to be hideous.
No, they all voted on it. They're just going to paint in front of your house around the edge of your driveway, so you can't park in your driveway anymore.
You know, you keep saying they can't park. Nobody parks there.
But yeah, but now they definitely won't now. They're also, you know how they do those diagonal lines for like handicaps? They're going to paint those diagonal lines all throughout your driveway. Like,
you're messing with me. I don't know who you are. You're pulling my chain.
Oh no, I'm not pulling your chain, ma'am. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. Ma'am? Joanne? All right, she's gone. That was an idea from Joe Jommers. He said, tell him we're going to paint the curbs in front of their house yellow so they can't park their shitty cars there anymore. Thank you for that one, Joe Jommers. Even though it didn't work, she knew I was just pulling her chain. I hate when people figure out that I'm just pulling their chain. It sucks. Hi, Dee?
Yes?
Hey there, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know that I tripped on the Christmas lights on your roof.
It must be Santa Claus because I don't have any lights on my roof.
Oh, no, the Homeowners Association put some up there. No.
Okay, what kind of a joke is this?
No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke at all. But it's like, have you got snow in your yard still?
Absolutely, I do. It's about 3 feet high.
No, it's not. Come on. Don't be stupid. I don't need this. You're ruining my...
I don't know who you are. Is this Paul?
Yeah, from the Homeowners Association.
I thought you just said you were Bill.
No, I said Roy. But I'm actually Paul.
Roy, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, which homeowners association in which state?
Fairfield Harbor in North Carolina.
Okay.
Like, how many do you belong to? Jeez.
Okay, this is not April Fool, you know. This is December, 23?
Being completely serious with you, ma'am. We have a few issues.
Okay, what are they?
Okay.
How much you going to fine me?
So, someone made a snow angel in my yard, and we've identified it as your body, and it's a little weird that you would come into my yard and make a snow angel.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay, can you not do that anymore? It's creepy.
Actually, a snowman would better fit my body type.
Yeah, it's true. You're pretty fat.
I am.
Yep.
I'm getting fatter every day.
Yeah, and you smoke a lot.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well.
And I drink a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
who
doesn't?
I'll
tell you what I'll do.
And you smoke so much weed. You smoke way too much weed. Everyone complains about it and they can smell it.
Oh, well, now I wouldn't mind having some of that, but that might make my foot feel better because I fell off of your roof, which, you know, maybe I need to sue you because I put those lights up there.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit.
I don't know who you are.
Anyway, you won a free carton of cigarettes from us. Congratulations.
Oh, cool.
Yay.
Cool. Yay. What kind? I might not want some.
I don't know. Look, I'm going to hang up with you. This isn't going well. I just wanted to prank call you, but you're just jolly and you think it's funny, and it ruins... It ruins the humor for everyone else if you do that.
You made my day. You have a Merry Christmas.
Aw, I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I hope
bye.
Santa brings you so much shit. It's gonna... Okay, she's hung up. I hate people like that. People are just happy and just play along with me and think I'm funny. Ruins everything. I hope her foot really hurts on Christmas morning. I hope her foot's just killing her Christmas morning. Take that, D. I'm going to pray for that. I'm going to pray for that every day, that D's foot hurts on Christmas morning. Yeah, you guys, I really got to set up my asterisk again. I was just going to wait around. You know, wait for my stuff to be returned, which I'm told will happen soon. Very, very soon, like in another week or two, they're saying. I don't know why it's taking so long. Can't they just copy the drives and do what they need to do from those? I don't know. Isn't that what they do anyway? The hell? Anyway, I want my asterisk machine back. I have a you know, I bought like something from Craigslist for $50. I think it'll run Asterix. That's what I need to do. I need to just set this thing up. It's been sitting here for a month. Haven't configured it. Hate Linux. Hate Linux. Linux is for gay people, you guys.
Record and everything's great. Okay, I'm going to get back to this. And...
Hello?
There you go. All right. And it also said that you do live with other family members and you would have help if you needed it for a couple of days. That's a big question. We like to make sure our members have some support. And it also says that...
you guys, I don't know what's going on. She picked up and she's talking to someone.
A few days, several days. Is that still true?
I think maybe she thought she was hitting the hang-up, but she hit the answer. Maybe. Lori? Lori? I think maybe she heard me talking and hung up the phone just now. Maybe. I don't know. She's gone now. She stopped talking. I fucked up.
Not a reels. This is Dave.
Hey, Dave. Where's Anthony and Terry?
Who?
Anthony and Terry. Where are they?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure what you mean.
You know, Anthony and Terry. Is Anthony or Terry there?
You mean Anthony Ng?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Where's he?
About 3 years ago, Anthony sold me the fishing business.
Oh.
And the phone number came with it. However, I do have his contact information.
Okay. Well, actually, look, that was just a test. I'm actually calling to let you know... I'm Anthony's lawyer, and he wants the business back. He wants the business back and the phone number. And he says he wants it back by Christmas. I'm serious, sir. This is not a laughing matter. I'm with Roy Gerbell and Associates. And we want the number first, and then the business. That's what Anthony wants. That's his demands.
So is there, you know, I mean, letters need to be sent to my lawyer so I understand what the offer is.
Oh, there's no offer. He just wants it for free. He's just like, just tell him to hand it over. He'll do it because he owes me one. He asked me to remind you about the thing with the lady at the place and the club back in the 90s. And he said,
I didn't know Anthony in the 90s, sir.
Well, I know that, but he's saying you'll know what I'm talking about, and he'll roll over. Just tell him that,
sir. I don't have a clue as to what you're talking about.
I'm just representing Anthony's interests. That's all.
No, I understand.
He says there was small print that says you only get it for so long, and the time's up. And he wants it back. He said it was more like a rental thing than giving it to you.
No, there was nothing like that in our agreement.
No, you didn't read the small print. You got to read the small print. You got to get a magnifying glass. But he said you can keep the cactus. The cactus is yours.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The cactus, sir. The cactus. You can keep the cactus. He doesn't want the cactus back. He just wants the phone number and the business. And all the auto parts.
So when we met with my lawyer, we went through everything and dotted the I's and crossed the T's that this would remain my business.
Well, you didn't dot the I's on the small print, because the small print says that the take back C's are allowed. But he says if you want to do business with his new business, his automotive business, he'll give you a discount, like 20% off, if you ever need any work done, you know?
Automotive business?
Yeah. And he also said he knows you've been making prank calls from the business phone number. And the 20%, it's not allowed to exceed $5. And he'll also give you a coupon for Arby's.
Well...
And the small print was in Arabic, and that's your own fault for not educating yourself and knowing how to read Arabic. Because that was the take back C's part.
Yeah, now I know Farsi, but there was no Arabic in the contract.
Well, you probably just didn't recognize it because you don't know how to read Arabic.
No, I know Farsi, and it's very similar to Arabic.
Oh, well,
so if you share these details with me...
Well, don't be racist.
We could, Pardon me?
I said, don't be racist.
No, you're the one that brought up race when you said there was Arabic.
No,
I mentioned that I could read Farsi, so I prefer that you didn't bring race into it.
Well, you started getting racist with all the Farsi stuff.
No, I was just merely communicating what languages I know.
And anyway, you have to look at it with the black light for it to see the full small print. It was in UV ink.
Tell you what. Let me give you the address, and you stop by, and we'll review this in detail.
Oh, I would. I mean, I'm really close and everything. I live really close, but I just don't feel like it. I don't want to.
I'd like to have a vigorous off-site discussion with you to determine the outcome.
Oh, that sounds boring. No, I'm going to sit here in my office and just get high instead.
Yeah. All right, so who is this really?
This is why I'm making a phone call and not visiting in the first place, because I don't want to visit. That like takes up gas money and time and energy. Fuck that shit.
I'm the one that's given up time so far, because this is a prank call.
It's not a prank call. Why don't you come here to my office here at Gerbell & Associates and wear a suit.
Where is that at, sir?
Wear a suit. It's in downtown.
Downtown?
Yep.
City?
Yeah, yep, downtown city. Just come here and wear a suit. It's on the main street.
You start correspondence with me, and we'll pursue it through legal matters.
No, you have to start the correspondence first. That's how it works. That's what it said in the fine print about the note takes backseas with the UV ink and
Farsi I have to do
writing.
Nothing.
Oh yes. Oh, well, then you're going to lose your phone number and your business. Take that.
Well, I'd say then so that I can understand what it is that you're talking about.
Okay.
Right now, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, I just got a wrong phone number. That's all. I just was trying to get hold of Anthony. I guess I'll try his wife's number instead.
Would you like me to give you his phone number?
Oh no! I like the just the challenge of figuring out myself. But no, I'm not his lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't even graduate high school. I was just looking for Anthony. That's all. I was just kidding about the whole lawsuit and the Arabic and the UV ink and the Farsi and the racism.
I admire people with unique hobbies.
Well, it's not a hobby. I was just trying to get hold of Anthony because he owes me $5.
$5?
Yep. For that weed I sold him a few years ago.
No, that's not Anthony. Anthony.
Oh, shit. Did I get it wrong?
Things like that.
Oh, no, you just don't know Anthony very well. Anthony?
No, I do. And he's an upstanding citizen.
Well, if you knew him that well, you wouldn't have believed the whole lawsuit thing.
He's a very hardworking person.
I don't
high morals.
I don't agree
But I admire you. I admire that you gave me a run for my money and thinking about all the legal stuff we went through. And I was like, what in the world is this guy talking about?
Yeah. No, I'm actually with the radio station, 100.3 The Gerbil, and you've been butt slammed. We're with the morning show.
So send me my T-shirt.
Okay. It's in the mail. It's already been sent out.
Okay. And like I said, if you'd like to do a site visit, we could have a vigorous on-site discussion. And
yeah, about the contract. Will you pull out the contract and we can go over it?
I'll pull a lot of things out.
That's hot.
I will.
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
I'll take care of many things.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, hey, I'd like to say have a good holiday.
I hope you do too. I hope.
But I'd misrepresent what I'm saying to you. So
that's true. But I hope that you enjoy your holiday and you enjoy that you don't have to deal with any lawsuits or Anthony going crazy and trying to steal his business back from you. You should be thankful for all of that this Christmas.
Is this Anthony Torelli we're talking about?
No, Anthony Nigg. He's my friend. But no, I'm just saying you should be.
Anthony has pretty high standards, sir. I'd have to hear it from him that you're a friend.
Oh no, we're friends. We smoke weed together all the time.
That's not possible.
It is. We do all the time. You just don't know Anthony that well.
No, I do, and I know people in the circle that he runs with.
You're not in the inner circle. You're in the outer level of the circle.
He has a much higher moral caliber than
morals
what
have
you're describing.
Nothing to do with us smoking weed all day.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Does not. What are you talking about? Me and Anthony just like to get fucked up together.
No,
we like to go
possible.
To the clubs and get crunk.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, I guess you don't know Anthony as well as you thought you did.
No, I do.
But anyway, what I was getting at is, you know, just be happy that you're not involved in a crazy lawsuit after all.
No, that's, you know, if it's in Arabic, I'll figure it out with the Farsi.
Okay. And the UV, and the UV ink, the black light. Go to Spencer's. Go to Spencer's and get a black light.
Black light. The black light tipped it off.
Don't be racist.
And that tipped it off too, because your comment was racist, not mine.
No. I'm just talking about, you're talking about black stuff now, and I just don't see any reason we need to go there.
No, you talked about black light.
Oh, and then you brought race into it.
No, you did.
Okay, look, I gotta go. I don't have all day. I need to work really hard and try and find Anthony's number, because I don't know how to get a hold of him. I gotta go figure that out.
Well, if you do you know EA Sports in Moorhead City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
Now they can't help you.
Okay, I'm not gonna call them then. Thank you for the tip.
All right.
All right, well, have a nice day. Merry Christmas.
Enjoy your trip, man.
I will.
All right.
Enjoy my trip. Everyone always thinks I'm tripping. Don't know why. Okay, that was exhausting. Let me cross him off the list. I feel like I just need to quit the show now. He really drug it down, you know. Getting all racist with me and being sad about the lawsuit and Anthony losing his mind. Etsa, the FBI informant, reminds us that we only have 25 minutes until XYZ.
Hello.
Hello, James?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I got it, Barbara.
Yeah, come on, Barbara. Jeez.
Yeah, what do you want, Dave?
Oh, hey, well, I'm just calling because we had a complaint from one of the neighbors that lives over on Pelican. And they had someone did a snow angel in their front yard. And it turns out that the snow angel is in the shape of your body. So they know that you did it. So why were you doing that? Why were you making snow angels in other people's yards?
Me? I have never been in anybody else's yard. I wouldn't do things like that.
Well, no, over on Pelican Drive. They live over on Pelican. They're your neighbor.
So, no, I don't live on Pelican.
I know that. I know where you live. I'm saying they're in the same neighborhood here, the same homeowners association, and you've been going over into their yard and making snow angels, like three of them now, and it's freaking...
I've been going over to their yard?
Oh, so you admit it then. Yeah, and making snow angels.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
You know what a snow angel is, right? Where you get down on the ground and you wave your arms around all crazy?
Yeah.
They you've been doing that over in William and Karen's yard over on Pelican, and they just want you to stop. Could you not do that anymore?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Hold on, let me put my wife on, okay?
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have never done anything like that.
You've never made a snow angel?
No.
Because you seem to know what they were.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Barbara,
I've never...
What's he want? He's going to tell you something. Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yes?
Hi, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh?
And I'm calling because we've had some complaints from William and Karen over on Pelican Drive. Your husband's been going over there and making snow angels in their yard. And can you just ask him to stop?
I think you're whacked out.
Whacked out? What does that mean? Aw, come on, Barbara. Don't hang up. Damn it. Okay, so that was an idea from Cal 9000. Someone made a snow angel in your yard and it doesn't match your body. It's really weird for a husband to go and get the wife. Usually it's the other way around. I wanted to tell more people about the free Bibles. But nope. Nobody's picking up, so I can't really do the free Bible thing anymore.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Darn it. Reefer Badness wants me to say they need to take down their snowman with the tits. I think Larry and Hattie's gonna pick up. I hope they do. I've never talked to a lady named Hattie before. It's an awesome name.
Hello?
Hello, Hattie?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, sir.
And I just needed to let you know, we've had some reports that you've been stealing snow from the neighbors' yards to make your...
Yes, I have.
Why are you laughing like that?
Because I do know, I think it's humorous.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not funny, though, like, because your neighbors are getting upset because you keep stealing snow out of their yard, so your yard looks more Christmassy.
From my yard?
Yes. Yeah, and come on, okay. It's just not cool. Come on.
Okay.
Can you please stop?
Well, I apologize that I'm causing a headache in the neighborhood.
It's all right. Also, they wanted me to let you know that the snowman that you made in your yard with the boobs on it, that's uh-huh. That's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
No, come on. We've got kids in the neighborhood. They can't see boobs.
I didn't realize we had kids in the neighborhood.
Well, you know,
I thought the only kids that we had were the adults.
Well, they visit sometimes. You know, the kids, the grandkids,
okay.
And stuff.
Okay.
So please don't do that.
Is there anything else I'm doing wrong?
No, just those two things mainly.
Okay, I can clear that.
We don't want to kick you out of the neighborhood on Christmas, so please stop.
Well, I would be very upset if you did.
Yeah, well, I don't want to do that. You know, but you know, we have to enforce the rules around here.
I understand. I got a few rules for you.
Oh, tell me.
No, I don't. I'm just joking.
Oh,
but so what else do I need to know?
Instant boner when you said that. No, that's it.
What else I need to know?
I didn't think you'd hear that. No, that's it. I can let you go now. Just those two things. Please be good.
Okay, I will. And you as well.
And could you there's snow prints. You know, people walked in your yard, I guess, probably from when you're stealing snow. Can you rub out those shoe prints?
I've got a piece of equipment that can actually do that.
Okay.
So I'll take care of it.
Hurry up with that.
Okay, I will. Are you going to be driving by later to see?
Probably. I'm going to honk. I'm going to honk and wave.
Okay. But let me know.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And happy holidays.
Okay.
And a good New
Year.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Wow. Everyone named Hattie is automatically awesome. I think we've officially determined that on this show. Her name was Hattie. That's an awesome name. Yep, I can just quit now since I talked to Hattie. Just quit for the next 15 minutes. Play some music. Wait for XYZ to happen. I think that's what we're going to do. Or maybe I'll just call one more. Just one more. I can't believe she laughed at the boner comment. I didn't think she'd hear that. Normally when I say things like that, they don't hear it. She heard it right away. She's a very attentive old lady. There probably won't be any more answers today, you guys. Sorry. You know how it is.
Hello.
Oh, hello? Brian?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is your neighbor. This is Dave. I live on Gondolier 2, like just down the street, though. You know, in the blue house.
Yeah.
I threw a snowball at your house last night.
You threw a snowball at my house last night?
Yeah, at the window, and I want it back. I didn't feel comfortable just going up in your yard and taking it back. But I was wondering if you could just get that for me and maybe leave it out by the curb so I can get it.
What kind of a snowball?
It's just a snowball. Just, you know, I just rolled it up in my hand. From the ground. I didn't use the snow in your yard. I used my own.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to steal snow out of your yard, but I want my snowball back.
Well, I would suggest you come around probably in about a half an hour, and I'll have it out at the curb for you.
Okay, could you? That'd be so great. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's no problem whatsoever.
Just like at the end of the driveway or something? Or the sidewalk?
Yeah, by the mailbox.
Okay, can you put in a box?
In a bucket?
A bucket or a box, something like that. I don't want it to melt in the ground.
Oh.
Can you put it in the freezer?
Would you like it?
Can you put
Where would you like it to melt?
Can I knock on your door and can you just leave it in the freezer until I get there and I'll just come in and get it?
No.
Why?
No, I can't do that. There's no room in the freezer right now.
Ugh, it's bullshit. Just take some of the shit out.
No, it's my shit. It's your friggin' snowball. Why don't you take care of it?
I wasn't thinking when I threw it, okay? I'm sorry. I just made a wrong decision.
That's all right. We all have those moments.
Yep. I just want my snowball back. It's mine.
Well, you know.
I know.
Like I said, we all have those moments.
Okay, on the curb's fine. Forget the bucket or the box or whatever. Just on the curb's fine.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
It better be there.
10.
That'd be 25 minutes.
Really?
I think 5 till 4.
You know, if you want it there at 5 to 4.
Okay, I'll just be out there waiting, and I hope you don't take forever because I want it back.
Oh, no.
Because I don't want to have to call anyone.
I have no use for a snowball this afternoon.
I don't want to have to call on you. And report you.
Why not?
I just don't want to. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be that neighbor.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we need to go so we can hurry up and get this done.
Well, you do it.
I only have 4 minutes.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too. I hope you have a nice Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas
and
to you
also. If I see you out there, I'll give you hugs.
Oh, I don't need hugs.
I'm going to give you a hug.
Well, then I'm not putting your snowball out.
Okay, I won't give you a hug.
Oh, that's better.
I totally swear. Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hurry up. What a nice guy, I guess. whose idea was that? That was JR714's idea. Thanks, JR714. Best idea all day. It's the only idea that really worked out on today's show. Whatever. What else was I doing? Oh, yeah, Suddenlink. I want to do one more Suddenlink call. Someone needs to pick up. I think I'm just going to go about 5 minutes into XYZ show.
Hello, we are not available.
You know, on the beginning of his shows, what's he really do? He just plays a bunch of stupid Star Wars clips. Like anyone watches Star Wars anymore. So I'll just go a minute. Just a couple minutes over. He'll get over it. I mean, really, what's he going to do? All right, Edward and Claire. I'm only doing couples' names for the rest of this one because that way there's more there's a better likelihood that one of them will still be alive.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie?
Yes.
Hey, this is John from Suddenlink, the cable company.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be mailing you a Bible.
Thank you.
King James version of the Bible. Yep, it's going to be there in about 4 days. It should be there. We mailed it out today.
Thank you.
It's going to be the Holy Bible, sponsored by Suddenlink, it says on the front.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And it's a grant from Donald Trump and the Chinese government.
What?
The Bible's provided by the Chinese government. There might be some some changes in it.
What?
That made her hang up. Whatever. Hold on, let me call her right back. I want to just at least ask if Bernie's there. She's probably not going to pick up, though. I feel like it's from that weird number. The first lady was much more confused about the Bible. I liked her better. This lady's just like, okay, send me the Bible. Sounds great. That's a completely normal thing for a cable company to do, send a Bible out.
You are not available to answer the phone at the present.
Hi, Debbie. Can I talk to Bernie? Did she pick up just so I couldn't leave a message? Oh my god, why would she do that? That's it for the live show. I didn't get any more answers after that. And XYZ was threatening legal action, so I had to end the live show real quick. But hope you enjoyed that. Now it's time for the real show, the voicemails. The part that everybody likes.
Brad, it's not Brad. I did some research
for you
regarding your good friend Johnny Mac.
Uh-oh.
He's quoting a Jim Croce, I can't say his name, song.
Okay.
It's called Don't Mess Around with Jim. Play it at the end of the show.
No.
It's a fantastic, fantastic composition.
Not going to do it.
There's a line in there. Don't talk on Superman's cape. So just remember that. All right, Brad. We'll talk soon now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now, Brad. Somebody else mentioned this to me, too. In fact, I think somewhere in some comments, I forget where, but somebody posted all the lyrics from whatever the song is. And one of the lines is something about tugging on Superman's cape. And apparently it means, you know, like, don't be poking a bear with a stick, I guess. Because, you know, Superman, he's probably just going to turn around and kill you with his laser eyes or something. So it makes sense. Basically, he's saying Superman's a cold-blooded killer. And if you fuck around with his cape, he's going to turn around and punch you in the face and you'll end up in outer space. That's what I think we're supposed to get from this.
Roy, Ruprecht the Monkey Boy here.
Either.
I've got some breaking news. Breaking news coming to you live from North Carolina. Just heard from our old pal, my name Michael, that Santa Claus will not, I repeat, will not be hitting any of the northwest states. Anything adjacent to Oregon or Washington this Christmas.
Fuck.
I'm not sure why, but it appears it's
going to be NORAD
for this Christmas. So I hope you can get this out to any of your fellow PLAers that may live in that area.
Fucking NORAD.
They won't be getting jack squat.
Oh, well.
Ho, ho, ho.
Perfect ending to a perfect year for me, right? What else could go wrong?
Yo, Brad. It's John Schneebly. Fuck you.
Okay, thanks, John Schneebly.
Hey, Jebel. This is Anda. Here's a voicemail thingamajig, which I guess might go something like this. Whenever I get the opportunity to show off your show to a potential listener, the go-to episode has to be that fucking blind and disabled postal worker one. I had that show on the other weekend. Surprisingly, there are a few people who had a good fucking chuckle from that weird show
of
yours.
That's great.
So can I put forward the motion for more of that prank? Anyone want to second that one? All right, cactus, all that.
Nobody at all. Yeah, I miss doing the postman calls, the wheelchair ramp calls. Those were a lot of fun. I need to do more of those. But I think you're talking about something different from the same era when I was saying the postman was blind. Is that what I did? I don't remember. But I'm glad you enjoyed that one. I need to make those, replay on the feed, a few of those postman episodes. Those were a lot of fun.
Hey, Brad. I don't really have a fancy name for myself like all your other customers do. Not customers, you know, those shit.
Whatever.
But anyways, I was watching your show here.
I'm gonna call you Bob.
Goddamn funny. It was the May 4th show of 2015, and you were doing the post office calls about where you'd say they... this was when you said your postman was blind. And
what the hell? These are like two voicemails in a row. They're both talking about the same show. And now we know which one it is. May 4th, 2015. Maybe that's what I need to put on the feed next.
For them to have their address written in Braille and all that shit. Anyways, you're saying you've never seen Braille. I actually had a Braille student in one of my classes back in high school, and they had to get their books, the textbooks for the class, special ordered from some state on the East Coast, and they cost thousands and thousands of dollars, and it was just like pages and pages filled of all the Braille writing.
Fuck
just
blind people, basically.
Just nothing, just bumps everywhere.
We're going to charge them thousands of dollars extra just so they can read a book.
It looks like a pain in the ass to read or feel. But just thought that was interesting. She was pretty funny about it, too. We'd be in class, and the teacher would be dinking around with the projector, you know, adjusting it. And he'd be like, all right, can everyone see that? And she'd go like, no. And then the whole class would crack up, and the teacher would feel kind of shitty.
I bet.
All right, Brad.
What a horrible
really
teacher.
Love your show. Thank you.
Yeah, I've actually seen Braille since that episode. A couple of different listeners have sent me some Braille things. So I've seen Braille stuff now. Somebody sent me Braille, like, books of the Bible. And actually, somebody kept sending me Braille stuff over and over and over. I think last year, soon after I did the blind shows. And a lot of it was coming from churches. A lot of it was religious material. They were just books of the Bible written in Braille. And that was kind of cool to see at first. But then they just kept coming and coming and coming. Like, you know, I kept getting more and more Braille stuff. And I was starting to feel guilty because they're probably spending a bunch of money to send me all this Braille stuff. So I just started writing Return to Sender on all of it. Because, come on, I've seen one book of the Bible in Braille. You've seen them all.
Hello, Brad. Jason Tackleberry with FBI. I've got one of your personal computers here. And it looks like you left your Kenny Loggins CD in the disk drive.
Oh, shit.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? Fuck Kenny Loggins, you fucking hobo.
Wow, okay. I guess that was him breaking the CD. on my voicemail. What a dick. Come on, FBI. You don't have to be a dick, especially around the holidays, calling me up and breaking my Kenny Loggins CD. What a shitty thing to do.
Hey, Roy. This is Greg from Minnesota.
Hey, Greg.
I just was calling to quick tell you about your December 21st episode. You were talking about tug on Superman's cape.
This again.
He called himself Johnny Mac Brown. He said, go tug on Superman's cape. I think he was referring to the old Jim Croce song. You don't tug on Superman's cape. Oh, you don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Now I don't have to play the song. Thanks.
One other quick thing. I was wondering, I've been listening to a lot of your old shows. They kick ass, man. You're fucking hilarious.
Thanks.
I was wondering if you are going to hook up with Neon again anymore. I've heard some old shit. You guys are pretty funny.
One of these years.
Last but not least, fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Bye.
I'm sure me and Neon will do some stuff again one of these years. I've just kind of stopped hanging out on shows as much as I used to ever since PCN fell apart. But one of these years, I'll do some more shows with other people. Me and Carlito were talking about doing a show this week like we did last year for Christmas. Or maybe Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or something. I don't know if I can because I have things to do because, you know, it's Christmas. But I'm going to try and jump in there at some point, probably a little bit later at night, possibly on Christmas Eve. I don't know what Carlito has planned. But everyone should keep an eye on the Prank Call Nation Mixler, mixler.com/prankcallnation, because there's always holiday stuff happening. Last night, I was listening for a while, and Laugh Track Matt and iPoke Smot and I don't know, a bunch of people, they all did a show together. I think Baz was on. I think I heard Cool Rob in there. It was a crazy throwback show on Prank Call Nation. So be keeping an eye on that Mixler for the next couple of days. Maybe I'll be on there with Carlito if all goes well.
Hey, Brad, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
I had pneumonia for the last 5 days.
Uh-huh.
In the hospital, I was listening to all the old episodes of the Snowplow Show. So
glad
really
you didn't die.
That. And I had an idea for your show. If you called somebody like on a tenant call, mm-hmm. and you said like apartment smelled like a pussy fart or something, and it's a woman on the phone, I think they'd lose their shit. So anyway, first time caller.
Gonna
appreciate
do it.
Everything you're doing, and
doing
keep it up, cactus. Bye.
Bye, Brian. Yeah, sorry to make fun of your pneumonia. I just, you know, it's always funny to me when someone has pneumonia. It's the funniest thing ever.
Brad, this is Will.
Hey.
Just calling in reference. Just heard his last voicemails on your last show here.
It was about Superman's cape.
Goodbye show. And one of the guys said that his wife absolutely hates you. Which I find kind of funny because my wife absolutely loves you.
Aww.
And she loves watching your YouTube videos, and she says you have the cutest little chubby cheeks.
Aww.
So, Brad, you're doing something right.
Thanks,
with chubby cheeks.
I guess.
Your funny calls, man. Keep it up.
Cactus. All right. Yeah. Give your wife hugs and kisses for me. Maybe a grope or two.
Brad, called you a couple of weeks ago for the first time ever and told you to give me a name, and you never did. So
oh,
I just finally decided
sorry.
To come up with my own. For now on, I will call in as Codename O'Neill.
Wait,
and,
what?
That's me calling as Codename O'Neill.
That's great.
And,
it cut off right as you said your name. Codename something.
So I think your fast turnaround in episodes the last couple days here, they got two out this week. It's great.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Awesome.
This
keep
is the third.
Coming. Cactus.
I should be doing this every week. 3 shows a week. Of course, I completely didn't get a hobo so done this week, but maybe I'll get one done this weekend. I don't know.
Roy, I've been listening to a lot of your older shows from earlier this year and from 2015, and the thing I love best is when you call somebody an MF-er. I love that.
You mean a motherfucker?
It's so awesome.
Why can't you just say motherfucker?
It's like they're right on the cusp of incredulity, and then all of a sudden
nobody calls me MF.
You call them an MF-er, and they...
Is your mom around or something?
I love the reaction, and it's just so hilarious. And I understand why you do it, and I understand that you have to do it sparingly, because if you did it all the time, that you would wear it out.
Yeah.
But
I think when I call someone a motherfucker, I'm just getting desperate, because they're not reacting, so I need to... I'm desperate. I have to do something to make them get upset with me.
But I wish you did it more. Always, like, I'm listening to you interact with some Roycipient, and they're all, like, sitting there, like... and then you go, listen, motherfucker,
And I just giggle and laugh. And
he said
in my car when I'm listening to your
He said the motherfucker word. His mom must have left the room.
I'm sure the other drivers in traffic are like, what's that guy laughing at? But that's the thing that makes me laugh most, is when you call people MFers. And I wish you did it a little more. I understand you can't do it a lot more, but I wish you did it.
I'll do it more, just for you.
It'd be awesome.
Okay, thanks, motherfucker.
RB, Jasper Flax.
Hey, listen, Jasper Flax.
Just listen to your new show on Trump's phone number. Really good stuff. Was thinking a couple things. First, maybe next time if you do this again, tell the folks that the last 7 digits were the same phone number he had as a child, so he's buying every phone number in every area code that matches it.
That's
that
a good one.
That completely fits in with this narcissist.
I could do that with Carrot Top, too. Oh, yeah, you're right. Narcissistic, yeah, Donald Trump.
It would actually be totally believable. Second, why does nobody else understand that they would now have the private phone number of the President of the United States?
Yeah, no shit.
That seems like it'd be pretty fucking cool. I would totally give my phone number to the President if it meant I could actually call the President. But
yeah,
maybe
well,
that's just me.
You
all
know
right,
what?
Peace.
I would give my phone number, if I had a phone number for 30 or 40 years and the President of the United States wanted it, I'd be like, hell yeah, take it. That's awesome. I wouldn't even tell my friends that I got a new number. I'd just let them all call the President all the time because that'd be hilarious. Or, you know, if they reached Carrot Top, maybe. It'd be kind of like that guy that got Sir Mix-a-Lot's number by accident. Remember Sir Mix-a-Lot let his number expire and then some guy ended up with it and he's getting all these crazy calls from, I don't know, Ferrari dealers and music producers and stuff. Wait, I guess that's the opposite of what would happen. But Donald Trump was going to give the people his phone number, so people are crazy for not wanting to do this. I mean, I can understand if they're a little upset about Carrot Top or Pauly Shore or something, but come on, the President of the United States. And that one guy even voted for him, and he still didn't want to give him the phone number. Like, he votes for Donald Trump, but then he's not willing to help out with a little thing like his phone number. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Hi, Brad. It's Ben / Perth from Australia.
Hey, Ben
Just wishing
slash
you
Perth.
And everyone else a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Merry Christmas to you too, Ben / Perth.
Hey, Brad. It's Dan Trucker.
Hey, Dan Trucker. I'm sorry, Google Voice Translate thing says that your name is Dan Trucker. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to call you Dan Trucker from now on.
Yeah, don't tug on Superman's teeth. Don't spit in the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim Badoo Badoo Badoo. Hey, that's Jim Croce. That's an old Jim Croce.
How have I never heard that?
Rotten Crotch? I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Peace.
I don't know why I haven't heard of that song. You'd think I'd have heard of it, because, you know, I'm old. I like weird songs.
Yeah, sorry. That's Van Trucker again. I forgot. Hold on.
Oh. Jesus.
All right, bye.
Sounded like you were dropping your phone out the window as you were honking the horn. Is it called honking the horn, Stan? Or is it pulling the horn? Is it yanking the horn? Please, in your next voicemail, let us know how that works. It's very important that I know this.
Hey, Brad, it's Palindrome. I actually do have a copy of that prank clock available on the internet already.
Oh, shit.
That is hijinkslabs.xyz/prank clock. So that's hijinkslabs.xyz/prank clock. And if you guys actually want to submit a clip for me to use with that clock,
do you know what time it is?
hijinkslabs@gmail.com or through the contact form on that website. My Discord server's better than yours. Discord.gg/pranks. Thanks, Brad.
Okay, so if you guys don't know what he's talking about, it's the old prank clock thing. I think I was talking about that in the last show, or maybe 2 shows ago. The way the prank clock works is, you know, people, when you call them late at night, they're like, do you know what time it is? It's 1:34 in the morning. So at 1:34 in the morning, the prank clock will tell you what the time is in the voice of an angry person. And that's what you heard during his voicemail, because I was going to his website as he was giving out the URL. I guess when you first go to it, it does a sample of one of the things. So here, let's refresh it a couple times and see what it does.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, I guess it just does the one thing. Just that lady.
Do you know what time it is?
When I had the clock set up, it would do a random one every time. But anyway, if you want to see the prank clock, it looks like they've completely redesigned it. It's digital, so it's more modern than my old analog clock. And to get to that, you go to hijinkslabs.xyz/prank clock. Hijinks Lab is HIJINKSLABS bit.ly/prankclock. I'll put a link to that in the show notes if anyone wants to see it. And let's listen to one last voicemail and end the show.
Hi, this is Royco Roofing, calling to confirm your roof replacement appointment.
Yay.
We have you scheduled for roof removal beginning Monday, December 19th at 10:37 p.m.
That's what happened.
Please be advised, there will be numerous loud chainsaws, lawnmowers, and other roofing paraphernalia operating for approximately 6 hours beginning at 10:37 p.m. Our courteous employees will try to keep the amount of crazy talk to a minimum. However, you may receive some runaround and rigmarole from the newer employees. If you have any issues during the replacement appointment, our supervisors Steve, Dave, and Sensei Doug will be on site the entire time to address any of your concerns.
What about Bob Dabalina?
Again, your roof replacement appointment will begin Monday, December 19th at 10:37 p.m. Cactus! Thank you for doing business with Royco Roofing, and remember, RBCP is awesome.
Aww, that's nice. And I like how the Google transcription thing says, remember, our BCP is awesome. What a great way to end today's show. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks for all the voicemails. Thank you for the 100th time, Eric, for the list of homeowners. I'm pretty much going to call every single house in your neighborhood. So I hope you're hearing some of the fallout from all of that, possibly from your neighbors. Also, thank you, Philip B., for sponsoring today's show. Philip B. is one of many people who support the Snowplow Show, such as Gizmo, Charles A., Pagan, Paul S., Chris and Sarah, Stan Trucker, Brad the Producer, Rhapsody Man 2000, Milk Brain, Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, High School Graduate Andy, Jamie F., Jeff, Brian W., Default C., Robert S., Jason B., Meows Wow, Cody A., Mike U., Sean L., Miguel F., the Superior Miguel, by the way, Worsty, FOD87, My First Broom, James-S4, Ty A, Buster C, Honey Baby, Julian J, David P, Todd L, Luda X Factor, Pat D, Xander F, Philip B, Elkie, Tony S, and Greg T, and a bunch of other people who support the show with monthly contributions. Just $5 a month gets you extra shows, the Hobosodes, and I don't know what else, live show videos. If I ever get the live show video stuff set up again, I start broadcasting on YouTube like I used to. But most importantly, contributing to the show just makes more shows happen. So if you want to support the show, go to phonelosers.org/cactus. Or if you don't trust my website with the FBI malware all over it, you should go to patreon.com/phonelosers. Both of them are basically the same, and they get you the extra shows and whatever else comes with supporting the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah and an amazing Boxing Day. I know that's my favorite one of all, Boxing Day. That's the best. But just have a fun holidays and a good New Year, just in case I don't do any shows until New Year. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but you never know with me. Bye, everyone. Here's some Rappy McRapperson Christmas music for you.
Yo, Merry Christmas! Yo! What's the word on the street? 584-826-5987. Yo, yo, give me stuff. Give me stuff. A lot of stuff. Give me stuff. Hark, let's make a magical wish. It's December 20-something-ish, so put a lot of stuff under a tree.
Okay.
Here's a Christmas kiss from me. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
I'll battle rap you under a mistletoe. Christmas time is nice. Let's celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ. Give me stuff. Give me stuff. A lot of stuff. Give me stuff. Let's hit the dope spot. I ribbity, 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 ribbity rap a lot. I'm the number one rapping dude. I like money, bitches, and eating food. So throw your Christmas gifts in the air and wave them all around like you just don't care. And jiggle your... It's a Christmas song. I hope I get a lot of stuff that I can pawn.
Oh.
So go on with your bad self. That's what I said to a Christmas elf. I like eating chips.
Cool.
When I dip, you dip, we dip. Give me stuff. A lot of stuff. Give me stuff. Give me stuff. Give me stuff. Give me stuff. My rap's a bomb.
Ooh.
Oh, a gift certificate to Bed Bath & Beyond in the season for joy and love. And I would love to give you a hug. I'm Rappy McRapperson.
Cool.
I like money, bitches, gangs, and guns. Throw a gang sign in the air.
Okay.
The Christmas spirit is everywhere. Gimme stuff. A lot of stuff. Gimme stuff. Gimme stuff. Gimme stuff. A whole lot of stuff. Gimme stuff. Gimme stuff. Yo, gimme stuff.
This is Rappy McRapperson.
A lot of stuff.
And we had a lot of fun rapping today.
Gimme stuff.
About Christmas time.
Gimme stuff.
I'll see you real soon over.
Gimme stuff.
For the New Year's.
A whole lot of stuff.
Okay.
Gimme stuff.
In the meantime, keep your.
Gimme stuff.
Keep your ear to the street.
Is this call for real?
Of course. Why wouldn't it be real?